let me switch up. Yeah.
talk up, man.
All right, so you lot are like, obviously you ladies, yeah? How often do you go out?
What, in general?
Yeah, like night out, clubbing and all that.
Well, I'm a quiet soul, so that's not...
You lie.
Okay, if you were to step out,
I swear to you, I'm really not.
If you were to step out, yeah, what caliber of clubs like would you go to?
Would you go events?
Would you go uptown, high heels, nice suave?
Yeah, I like events and like uptown, but that's because I like to go to something that's organized and. Underground things, and that's got been and gone a long time ago. That's just not me.
What about you?
It's hard for me to answer that because I feel like I'm kind of everywhere in the sense of like what I listen to and stuff like that, the type of person that I am. So I couldn't really say in a sense. Like, I'm not a dance hall queen.
What's the last like out in party event you went to?
I haven't been out in ages, so I couldn't even say.
You haven't been out this year?
Long time ago, to the point where I don't remember.
All right, cool.
Bro, really?
I work hard.
When you go abroad, yeah, what type of clubs do you tend to go to? And the reason why I'm asking these questions. But what type of vibe do you lot go for?
We go clubbing abroad, right?
Yeah, I have been, but I've never really thought about it. No, genuinely, I'm not a raver. I'm just not. I don't like it.
Even if you went for a normal girls trip, like not even nothing.
Girls trip, I'll go out. I'll go out. But the girls will more likely be like, oh, Paige should be here. She would tell you, I am not. She's the partier. I'm not. So like let's say I'm away with my girls and whatever. They want to go out and they're going to a club. They would pick it. I don't care. I'm just going. Like I'm just not interested in it.
Yeah.
But I'd go and I'd shake my ass though. But I'm just not interested in it like that. Do you get what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit there and plan, oh, I must go. But then saying that, I'm going to Jamaica next year. And I know that I'm going to go and I'm definitely going to enjoy myself. But that's a once in a while thing. It's just not me. My personality is just not me at all. So
I hear it. Well, what was the question?
Would you not go to a Diddy party?
What?
Oh,
For those that are old, a Diddy party.
Just going mad.
No. Puff Daddy.
Alma, you know what to do. Alma Street.
You know this, yeah? Now, you lot have gone abroad with your girls,
Maryland, you know what to do.
All your girls are looking 10 out of 10. Now, there's a celebrity that's like, yo, you lot, come with me. Go and party in my place. Boom, boom, boom. Would you lot go? Yes or no?
But do you know what this person is into already or not?
What artist do you like? That's a male. That's a male artist.
You're going to a Diddy party.
No.
What? Give me your favorite male artist right now.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
I don't know.
But I can't think off the top. Honestly, Diddy.
What's your male favorite artist?
R. Kelly.
No, oof. It's not R. Kelly.
You'd be going for R. Kelly point. Ladies and gentlemen, we got it.
You will go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we got it.
You know what R. Kelly is on?
Hold on.
Just because
I'm going to the park doesn't mean I participate in certain activities.
Regardless, do you know what R. Kelly's on? No, but are you sure?
I know what he's on.
So what's he on?
He's going to be touching them young things.
My mind is telling me no.
Like.
But my body.
So you would go.
Telling me
knowing his reputation.
You didn't say if I knew his reputation. No, you can know someone. You can know their music. It doesn't mean that they have a reputation.
In this day and age.
Look, everyone knew Diddy, right? You didn't know his reputation until now.
Everyone knew Diddy's reputation.
Some people knew Diddy's reputation.
It was 50 plus. Most people didn't know that he was a sexual deviant.
Predator.
Yeah. Everyone knew.
Nah, but I can't lie.
Like, no one knew apart from the whole Cassie situation. I didn't know he was like that.
Yeah, before all of that came out, if you were out mm. and someone invited you to a Diddy party, you would go, wouldn't you?
Who's what are you?
You
Nah, I won't go.
He's
bringing
the extra baby oil, bro.
Nah.
Before everything, so you wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go. No.
Wait. Oh wait. Without hearing all the allegations.
So basically, prior to everything that's come out, if you were out and they were like, "Oh, you lot look cool. Come to Diddy wants you to come to his party," you would say no.
Yeah, I was saying he's a bit shaky. He does all that weird dancing.
I won't go to a next man's motive that I don't know.
That sounds funny. Yeah,
that's not that.
No, but
as a man, like going to that next man's motive,
you don't know him. We don't do that.
I tell a lie. If NBA told you, yo, come to my party, man's having a party, will you not go?
You'd go. Of course you would. Hold on.
The only way we'll turn up to somebody's party that we don't know is if he's a mutual. Like, if he's his brethren.
He's a mega star. You're acting like he's from ends.
Let's say he's a mega star, but my brethren knows him. Personal relationship.
That's not going to be a factor if someone is a mega star approaching you to go to their party.
So you've gone to America. Someone has seen you and said, you lot look like vibes. You know how they
feel. Who's approaching me, first of all?
You hear the scouts that approach you.
Who's a scout? Can we give some genders, please?
Girls, for a start.
All right, cool. Now you're talking to me. Yeah, girls are talking to me.
They ask you to come.
That's all it takes.
But it's exactly
I'm girls. Weak. I'm a man, bro. Like, what'd you expect?
So what's the difference? You're going to see a man, no? What's the difference if it's a boy or a girl that tells you?
I'm not going to lie. It's a bit strange for a girl to invite me to another man's house. First of all, I will be thinking about it at all. I'm not going to a random stranger's house. I don't know.
You're thinking about it in the context of sitting down in this room, but if you was on the strip or wherever you was and someone was like, oh yeah,
that's like me.
To a Diddy party? What were you saying, to a Diddy party?
Not necessarily Diddy, innit? But if it was a mega star, I'm going.
Of
course you are.
Yeah, I'm going.
I'm
going to people
that I
know. Like, there's going to be
girls. There's going to be places that I don't know.
You're going to wake up with your butt sore, bro.
Confused the daylight. You don't know what they're doing in these type of places. Nah, bro, listen, I can't lie. Now, don't get me wrong, yeah? And I understand, and I kind of agree with what you're saying, because if,
wild.
Like, I don't know, like, Shakira was to come up to me and say, I'm having a house party, I'm going.
I'm not going.
It's Shakira, really?
You
like,
Shakira there.
The dancer, I'm going. Okay, like, yes, it's Shakira. But there's certain people you can just look at and then be like, yeah, I don't know about that one still. Even if you're a mega superstar, like Beyonce, for example.
You're not going to Beyonce.
I'm not going to Beyonce's thing because I know what she's on.
What's she on?
All that Illuminati stuff and then Naked Rooms and all. I'm not going. Did you hear stuff?
The what rooms?
Them Illuminati rooms and them rooms and that, and they're just there doing some dodge stuff.
They're not drinking blood,
There's certain people you just wouldn't go. Like, now you're taking a risk. You said you'll go to an R. Kelly thing, and you know R. Kelly. So the fact that you'll still put yourself in that situation, you can't then turn around and be like, he did this to me, because you put yourself in that situation.
You wouldn't. Wait, does that happen?
So you'll keep it to yourself?
Hold on.
He's into them showers, you know?
No. Who told you I'm going there for that?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, down on me. Mad.
Who told you I'm going there for that?
Nah, but the way you said it so fast, like...
Mm. Look, I personally love R. Kelly's music. I'm sorry, I do.
Yes, yeah, so you'd be starstruck then.
No, starstruck is not let piss on me, is it? There's a big difference.
Golden showers, bro.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, but R. Kelly.
No. There's boundaries. I'm not one of them ones that cry and faint on the floor.
Do you have
someone.
Your passport?
So if he try to lips you up, you're gonna say
no.
I know you haven't seen that.
He's a big man, he could be my dad.
So why would you go to his house?
Because I like his music.
Well, you think he's gonna be doing a live performance for you right there?
It would be nice to meet him.
You're
gonna
walk through the door.
You're gonna be
doing a little single ballad, like. Nah, bro, you're going there for business.
No.
And if you're not, you're gonna get kicked out, you don't know where you are, and you have to get that Uber home that's gonna cost you like $200.
Hold on, so you're trying to say that everyone that went to a Diddy party was doing certain things? No.
There's a reason why a lot of the celebrities right now are not saying nothing once this documentary landed.
People are saying chatting. Ja Rule is chatting.
Who cares about Ja Rule?
Ja Rule cares about Ja Rule, but either way, he's still chatting.
But I'm saying that the people that were known around Diddy, like Meek Mill, for example, has not said nothing about these allegations.
Who?
Meek Mill.
Yeah, but I can't lie. Jay-Z has allegations on his name, and Meek Mill has, there's so many such videos of that guy, that you can't say nothing anyway, fam. He's there bunny hopping for white man and
all this and that. Crazy. People calling him baby and that. But Meek Mill's one of them.
Wait, before we move forward, does everyone see the documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Diddy one.
I ain't seen it, I can't lie.
Yeah. Diddy's just going mad.
that
little Rod guy, he's insane talking about. Bro, what did he say?
He said, "Yeah, I woke up yeah, and Diddy was in the bed next to me, and I felt some type of way." And I'm like, "Yo, grown man saying this on TV, like, yo,
wait, I don't want to laugh.
Wait, hold on. Why is it wrong that he's saying it on TV?
He's not a victim. He's a.
This is why people don't speak out.
Nah, he's a.
How you? Thank you.
He's a. How are you saying he woke up, then Diddy was right next to me? I want to bang this face. Why are you in my space?
No.
Why are you in my space? You're going mad.
Have you seen the whole documentary?
You're going mad.
Did you not realise that he was saying a lot of weird stuff was happening in a long duration of time? Brother, from the first time it happened, brother, I'm gone. Why are you staying for? Because you knew this was the opportunity and you're willing to take whatever he's going to give to you.
I feel like
his dignity. He, now he's on camera talking about, I can't believe what happened to me.
Yeah, I feel like he held that.
The victim blaming is real.
That's crazy.
He's done it to himself.
He was locked into a contract for one.
What would you find me out of my money, Rick. Then you take my
And he still ain't got his money.
He didn't even get his money anyway.
Exactly. So he just violated you.
Yeah, but you don't know you're not going to get your money.
That brother said he's still waiting for his money. Bro.
At the time, he didn't know he wasn't going to get his money.
So you allowed him to do
he,
stuff
he didn't
on
allow,
you.
Whoa, he didn't
he
allow
woke
him.
And his ass was touched. That was it.
He was drugged and then he was...
You know he still finished off the album afterwards though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you know he was still there. So let's not get this right.
Maybe he felt scared. Who's to say
scared about what?
Your bum was taken from you, bro.
He's seen a lot of stuff happen, then didn't touch his bum.
Then he's a different type of breed. Because a real guy won't allow himself to do that.
Let's not do the real one, not real. I don't think that's fair.
Bro.
I don't think that's
fair. That's like me.
Yo, yo, don't put me in them examples.
Don't go mad.
Yeah,
he's East man. I think the problem is, I think personally, all these people that were at these parties were complicit. They signed up to what was going on. It's just the fact that now, obviously, Diddy's like public enemy number one.
He didn't get paid.
Hold on, but if you don't know, are you complicit?
But I'm saying, maybe that he didn't know his ass was going to get took, but he knows.
You saw the signs.
You go to this place, it's just a party.
Exactly, you saw the signs.
It's a party.
Yeah, but that's not where he got to you.
I'm not saying expected. I can't remember. I'm not saying expected to happen, but like in the same sense, right, cool. He said he woke up, saw Diddy next to him. Ah, cool, he's a bit freaked out, whatever. But that's happened now, but you're still sticking around.
Exactly.
So you doing that now.
But if you have a contractual obligation, what are you doing?
It's about self-respect. If you're going to wake up and see a next man next to you and you're feeling some type of way, are you still going to allow yourself to stay there because you got a contract? Or would you not remove yourself?
You got to remove yourself.
It depends on the terms of the contract.
Oh my God.
I'm not saying I'm not saying I would do that. But there's certain people and there's certain things and you don't know what he has signed. Obviously, not everything is in the documentary. So if he's got a contract that's drawn up, and this, let's all remember that he didn't just turn up and he got the next day. He was groomed. The whole point of Diddy is that he was grooming people and breaking them down before they got abused.
So what do you think about Cassie then?
Yeah, I can't. I won't talk about this.
Not that I lie to you.
She's not a victim.
Oh Lord.
No chance. No, sorry. Let me re-preface what I said. Obviously, she got trumped up. That shouldn't happen. But there's enough stories. Where they're basically on the Epstein thing. What's the other girl's name? Glenn Maxwell. She was basically like Diddy's Glenn Maxwell. She's recruiting people to go have these. So she's complicit in what's going on. Again, I'm not saying that what Diddy done turned the hallway, beating her up, cool, because it's not, we don't hit women around there, But I'm saying in terms of like the sexual deviant type of stuff, she knew what was going on. She enjoyed it. She was complicit in it.
She was too young, though, man.
The sexual side of it.
She was 19, bro. My man groomed her from early.
Up to her late 20s. She even had sex with other men.
Because of Diddy. Because of Diddy.
Bro,
Nah, man.
The stars are saying that she was enjoying it.
Because of Diddy, bro. Because Diddy was not even when they were doing the mad thing.
That guy is a freaky ass old man.
Dee was her up, bro. While she was having sex with her, bro. He was doing bad stuff to her, bro.
Nah, I can't lie.
He was doing bad stuff, bro.
Yes.
She was groomed, bro. Yeah, bro. Nah, man.
She couldn't find
done Cassie dirty, bro. Lil Rod, nah. But Cassie, I feel sorry for her still. Nah, Lil Rod, he's just going mad.
The female, bro.
Why is that different? So men don't get.
If you do, you move yourself out of the situation. You don't stay there and
so
complain.
Why is it a different rule for men and not for women?
No, she should have left as well.
I can't lie, that's life.
No,
that's life.
She should have left as well. They both should have left the situation. They both stayed, and they stayed for a long period of time.
No, but her one's Cassie one was different though.
Did he use his power and financial power that to trap and manipulate someone? So no matter where they go, listen to what they said. With Cassie, he paid everything. He had control of her finances. And then he beat her, then he groomed her, then he did everything else. Where is she going? And then the same thing for Little Rod. He had nothing and he was expecting for money. He did exactly the same thing that he did to the women, to the men. The only difference is that you lot are saying that, oh, he shouldn't have allowed it because he's supposed to be a man. But what? Men don't get hurt.
You don't have parents, raped. You don't have friends that you can say that. Personally, I look at Cassie and the man as the same thing. I'll be honest. Like, if I'm being so, like, cool, like, all these, like, yeah, bro, she fell in love with her captor. I'm just saying.
Everyone has this weird expectation of men. Like, these things don't happen. And
from time you could jump on the camera and say, yeah, this guy done this to me, I should have done that. But he know he fucked up.
Yeah, but if
he even said it on the documentary, I should have done this, I should have done that. So if you know you should have done it, brother, why didn't you?
Because he was trapped. When you're mentally, you do realise the act of rape, yeah, the moment that happens, you shatter. It's not the same thing. So you can't, just because it's a man, doesn't mean that, oh, he should be able to boss up and get over it and cry at home.
The guy said, I saw a lot of weird stuff happening until that point.
I'm not
where
saying he should have until not he used woke his discernment,
up,
but...
Yeah, till he woke up and my man was in the bed. That's when he realised, oh, things are gone a bit too far. And remember, he even said that he was at the parties with Diddy doing these freaky stuff as well. Remember that? So he was like he said, he's like Cassie. They're both in the same box. Until things started happening to them, that they were like, raw, that really happened to me, then that's where all the victims start popping off.
I feel like he was just, Diddy was obviously using his financial gain to keep my man captive. And
he can
Lil Rod was obviously looking for the better future. He wanted to get things over the line, wanted to get paid. So he kind of kept him there.
Yeah, but don't that speak to his own morals then? Because again, people are saying, like, I've used my money to keep you here. Bro.
But boy, that's I'll be real with you, that's music industry for you.
Yeah, but cool. But that's people that are willing to accept that, so they have the financial security. Like, me personally, yeah, bro, not like, I don't give a f***. I'd rather go be broke somewhere else.
Can I give you a prime example of someone that used their integrity to leave the scene and came back? Dave Chappelle. He left. Everyone thought he was crazy. He came back and now he's one of the biggest comedians back to where he was. During that whole period of time, he wasn't happy with his circumstances and situation. He ducked out to Africa, came back. Look at him now. He had the integrity to leave. Mm. A lot of people don't have the integrity to leave. Basically, there was something going on about him in like early 2000 and that, yeah. And the Dave Chappelle show and the people that owned it.
I think
yeah.
it was views, wasn't it?
Yeah, like basically, he wasn't getting paid what he should have been getting paid. And he just said, I'm gone. Ducked out. Boom. Then come the allegation that he done this, sexual assault, and he's gone crazy, schizophrenic, and all that stuff. Yeah, for years, he came back, got his show signed back to him, and now he's like on millions and making money and da 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 da. He's someone that let his own integrity control his life.
That's
and
very
look at him now.
Though, no, there's no threat to him.
It was a threat to his. Bro, people are calling him schizophrenic. You know how the media though. Will change your whole persona to make this guy. Look how come on, look at the whole Diddy situation.
But that's completely different. Diddy abused his power the same as Epstein. It's an abuse of power. All of these people is an abuse of power, and they get people that are weaker and vulnerable. Remember, they're predators, so they prey. They know who to go to. So you're talking like how you are now, right? Someone like Diddy or that kind of personality wouldn't approach someone like you because they know it wouldn't work. But you go for someone that's weaker. And then that's how you end up in the situation. Like, that's what abuse is based on. Bullies do not attack people that they know that they would get tumped up by, no? You always go for someone that's more vulnerable. Just you're looking at them just because they're men, they shouldn't be vulnerable. But unfortunately in life, some people are vulnerable, men and women. So you have to look at it on a broader perspective rather than just your man, you shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. True. I can't lie. I agree what you're saying.
100%.
But if I'm being honest, yeah, that in the real world, yeah.
But you have full facts of the story. You know exactly what happened from start to end. So you know, okay, well, I wouldn't get involved in that situation if that was presented to me. Whereas this person's trying to build up their life. They're trying to make money with this mogul. Mm. And they're seeing things like, okay, what's that? Okay, cool. And then it progresses. And then they end up being the victim of that. Whereas they might not have believed that they would end up being the victim of that. Mm. It's happening. It's not right. But it's like, okay, cool. If I start speaking, what's going to happen to me? What did I sign? Did I read what I signed? Look at what happened to, let's just say, Tupac and all of that lot that got shot and all the conspiracies around that. Is that going to happen to me? Is he going to come for my family? He went to Kid Cudi's house and burnt it down. Do you know what I'm saying? So how do you know you're not going to end up in that same situation if you start speaking out?
Or you get blackballed.
Okay,
let me ask you. Let me switch up to you like this then, yeah? Let's say you're in your job right now, yeah? Your boss, yeah, is telling you, oh, listen, I can promote you right now. And let's say add on another 30K to your current salary. But I just need you to just, you know, be around me. Just learn the ropes. And whilst you're doing that, you're thinking my career is going to go on up and up. But you're noticing, right, my man's doing a little touchy-touchy feeling on me. But you know your career can go up. Would you stay?
I'm not doing that because obviously you said that he's touchy-feely. No, but if he doesn't start off that way and it's like, okay, I can promote you and blah, 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 thing, like, maybe I would say yeah. And then if I started to see things, then I'd be like, oh, like what's happening here
Whilst you're doing, whilst it's gradual, your career's on the up and up. You're unable to now buy more stuff. You're getting more money, more income. Life is looking good. You're going on holidays. But some other stuff is happening that you're not really too concerned with because your career's on the up. And then you get to the point where you're now at the top, but all that stuff that's happened in the past has now reached to a max where you're like, oh my gosh, this has really just happened to me. But I've got this whole career now. I don't really know if I want to open my mouth and jeopardize everything. Would you stay silent or would you
confess? Depends. It depends on the risk to me.
Okay, say if your risk is you have no career.
It depends. So it's a difficult situation.
Would you say yes or would you say no? Would you keep quiet or would you expose?
I don't know.
Well, this is the situation that a lot of these people are in. They'll rather protect their career than protect their integrity.
Listen, I'm of the mindset, yeah. You take responsibility for your actions and you take responsibility for the situations you put yourself in. Again, like, I'm not saying he didn't abuse his power. Clearly he did, yeah. But once you start seeing weird, do you not exit situations? Like, just take it, like, very simple, yeah. Say you meet new people, you're around new people, like, we all meet new people here, yeah. I know me, myself, if I've met a new person, yeah, and I'm clocking energies off, he's a bit weird, he does some weird, like, he just behaves a bit booky, I'm not going to be around him.
But if this is someone that's on the same level as you, you know that nothing can really... Things can happen, but if someone's like up here, like proper mogul, and you're down here sort of thing, there's a power imbalance. So there could be a problem with that.
I appreciate that. But for me, it don't change. Mm. Like for me, that cool, someone might have more money than me, but if they're acting weird around, man, I'm not going to put myself around you. I don't care what you can really do for me, like, or what I think I can gain from the situation. If I don't feel comfortable somewhere, I'm taking myself out of the situation. Like, that's the way I look at it. Like, you're in charge of your own.
Well, I'm saying destiny. That on the basis of that you can do that and that's an option. But in this scenario with Diddy and that, it seems like it wasn't an option because of maybe things that were signed and things happening or whatever. That's the way I view it. I don't know.
No one can get signed to some slave contract, bruv. Like, you can cut. I don't care that you can actually cut.
Like, bro, you got cut. Friends, you got family members.
If
like,
you look at, especially Cassie, right? If you look at how he stripped her of her independence. And the thing is, it's so subtle that even you guys have missed it. You're saying she could have left. She's Cassie, right? Okay. When he signed, she had her own agency, her own manager, whatever. He took over. He promised her a 10-album deal. Did it happen?
No, she ain't never made no money in her life.
Did
outside of Diddy.
She didn't make money with Diddy, but did it ever happen? Did the deal ever happen?
No.
So now she has no way of making money, right? She's locked into a contract with no way.
Go get a job at McDonald's, bro. Go get a job at McDonald's.
Really intruding.
It's never that easy, man.
You're going mad. Don't worry, go on, continue.
I'm not.
not that easy, bro. You can't just work
with the person that she is. It's never
going to once you sign the deal, you own the label money, you know?
Yeah, but it's not like a loan where you have to actually have to pay it back. Yeah. You pay it back through your music.
Nah, bro, I can't. You know what I'm saying? If she stops making music, bro.
They're just not recouping what they've given her. What I'm saying is, yeah.
But she wanted to make the music, but he didn't allow her to make the music. Her
music is just trash. No one's listening to Cassie, bro.
Wow.
Cassie ain't never had no hits, bro.
Fucking hits, bro.
She had a hit. What are you talking about?
She was born when it happened.
Alive. What are you talking about?
Wait. She's made three albums. She's got one in 2006.
Yeah, but who was the...
One 2013.
Oh, 2006, yeah.
One in 2010.
You don't know about Long Way To Go.
Bro, Cassie's music is... Bro, like, let's start.
I'm not saying that she's amazing, but my point is that she was locked into a contract, yeah, for 10 albums, and she never got that. So he stripped her financially. So that's financial abuse. Yeah? We can all agree on that. Then he physically abused her. Then he mentally abused her. Then he drugged her. Where is he going?
All I'm saying is, yeah. Them porn stars that she paid herself to come and fuck her, yeah?
Said that she was enjoying. She paid them, so there was no link to Diddy.
Yeah, but that's still in the spirit of this Diddy party.
Yeah, she's still allowed a man to
her. Listen, look what he did to her, live-o on camera. Do you not think that she wasn't living in fear?
I'm not excusing that.
So therefore, what are you talking about then?
She still rose up and paid next man to go
f***. She had no choice. Do that or you're going to get f***ed up. What are you talking about?
Bro, you know Diddy went at all the functions where she's having sex, right?
Well, clearly he was.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't at all of the functions.
But did he not have cameras to watch?
Diddy wasn't at all the functions when she's having these threesomes and foursomes.
He
wasn't at every function, bro.
He was there. What are you talking about? He was watching. Say, can the man see man and that? Guy, I'm mad. What are you talking about?
He was there. At every function, bro.
But he was there. How do you know? But he was there, bro.
How do you know?
He was there. Look at him. I don't need you to speculate. Look at him. He's a weirdo.
She had her own. Look at Kid Cudi. Diddy wasn't there. What are you talking about?
That's different, bro.
That was completely different.
That was different. What are you talking about?
And he broke it down. He burnt his house down.
Yeah, bro.
That was a relationship.
And he threatened her up as well. The way
at the end of the day, yeah, she did what she wanted to do in terms of the sexual stuff that she did.
It was Diddy.
What are you talking about?
Outside of
Diddy,
no.
How are you going to get coerced and you're paying people to come to your house?
What are you talking about? You remember she was
young. You're doing drugs with them as well.
Listen. Do you remember? She was young, bro. My man was twanging her, groomed her, doing bare stuff. Making her have workers and that.
The whole time, bro.
What?
She's considerably younger than him.
She's
though.
Young, bro. Yeah. My man's a big man, bro.
Well, listen, I always have an issue.
Yeah.
I always have an issue when there's a massive age gap because you have a lot more life experience, so you can manipulate that person and they don't see it coming.
Bruv, you not backing the older guys in the ends, bro. What they used to do, bro. Drive to Sarah Bernal, Angela's doing mad things, bro. You know this, bro. Let's not act, bro. We're all in your 7 year age.
The guys
are way older than us. They used to do that dumb shit, bro. They'd be like, first year of college, they'll be driving to Sarah Bernal, St. Angela's, driving all to these dumb schools to pick up these little girls, bro. And they're all in my year, bro. Bare manipulation and that, bro. Come on, bro. You know this, bro. That's what Diddy done to Cassie, bro. The same thing.
I think she was going through some mental health issues as well.
No, I'm saying, bro.
She was just young and she didn't know.
She's young, yeah, bro.
She's young and she's in an industry that she had no idea about.
But even, I swear, it came out that she was obviously trying to sue him or something like that.
She sued him.
She did see
it. She got that bread.
It's still going. It hasn't been paid out.
Nah, she got 30 mil.
She got paid.
She got paid, bro.
She sued him again recently.
She's done another lawsuit against him
to counteract what he basically got.
But isn't that jumping? What he got found not guilty about on her case,
she's now tried to counteract it with another lawsuit, and that's still pending.
She got paid. She got paid 30 mil
for
like civil suit. I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. It must be out of court settlement.
One was.
Yeah. One of them. Yeah. The first one we know about was. He paid that 30 mil in 24 hours.
And that's another thing. This is what I don't like, yeah, is the hush money outside, sitting outside the court. Brother, no, but it's
cheaper.
If you made all that noise to make... look at Johnny Depp, mate,
From Cassie's side, though. Like, all right, cool, you've done me so wrong.
Listen, if you
Hold on. Like, you've morally done me wrong, right? Like you've eloquently explained, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But now, Raj, you're a quick 30 M's, yeah?
You're all quiet now.
You're calm now.
Oh, yeah, everything's all forgiven.
So really intrigued, that just shows me...
Your integrity was never there.
Cool, you was getting abused. I'm not disputing that, yeah? But at the same time, you was enjoying the lifestyle.
If money can make you be quiet...
If money can make you be quiet,
after all that abuse you tolerated, but I can't lie, I can't take that
seriously. But hold on, Prince Andrew's Virginia, yeah, the girl that said that she was raped by Prince Andrew, when she was a minor, blah, blah, blah. They paid her off. She took them up before it got to court. As we know, Prince Andrew's never gone to court. They paid her off. She still ended up dead.
I was about to say, though, I can't lie. Diddy's one thing, yeah. The royal family...
A few months ago.
She died this year?
Yep.
Of course they killed her, bro.
I didn't know that.
I know you're saying that it wasn't published on the news, different entities, and I agree, but Diddy has swing. Let's be real. Pac, Biggie, let's be real. So realistically, they're different people in different circles, but it doesn't mean that they don't have influences. So... am I going to take the money and just keep quiet? Where I disagree with Cassie is that you've done this whole thing about I want to bring awareness to it. And then it's like, okay, I've been paid off. I know she's locked in. So once you're paid, there's a cease and desist. You can't talk, etc. Then she summons to court and then you have to talk about it again. The problem is that it does, like we've seen with you guys, it takes away your validity in terms of everything that you was complaining about in the first place.
Money can make you quiet.
Cass was enjoying it.
This is why I respect Johnny Depp, because he went and published everything on camera, so there was no misconception, everything.
Because he was innocent.
My whole point. And
hush money, I don't think you're innocent.
Well, at the end of the day, yeah.
Don't talk about my girl like that.
I'm not hearing no MJ slander here, you know.
This one loves R. Kelly as well, you know.
You said you were going to R. Kelly's house.
I love his music, but I never said he wasn't guilty.
Have him perform in front of you.
I am not under any illusions in terms of what or who he is.
Bro, Michelle, you was mad smitten when R. Kelly come up, right?
Yeah. You said that you'll go to his house. You said you'll go to his house and have him perform.
No, I did not. Why are you acting stuff? I did not say that.
Wait, so what's this about Michael Jackson talk then?
He paid off some.
He paid off people, yeah.
Well, you don't think Michael Jackson did it?
I don't know. My time, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It was actually never confirmed that he actually paid them off.
Yeah,
it was just rumors that he paid them off.
He paid people.
He never actually physically said, I paid them off.
He didn't need to. It was settled outside of court.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, but then again,
and the media was against him a lot.
This settlement thing, right?
I don't believe that.
To be fair, we've gone on mad tangents, but like, all right, cool. You bring this up, like, the boy Shannon Sharp, he got caught offside, yeah?
Mm.
He settled out of court, but I think he settled, out of court, not because, like, he actually... What did the girl accuse him of? Mm.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't actually believe I just think they're having some mad kinky rough sex
opportunity.
But he settled out of court because that was the lesser of two evils for him.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Where like he knows, like in my opinion, I don't think he done it. So he knows he's innocent. Yeah.
Mm.
He goes through the whole court battle. That is way more messy for him. He's a public figure.
How old is Shannon Sharp?
He's a big man. He's a big man.
How old is that girl? 22.
She was young.
Yeah, mad, but gone.
Yeah, not. He's mad for doing that in the first place, but I don't think he was
57.
Oh, yeah, he's
mad.
I don't, personally, I don't think he was that situation.
But that's like Ronaldo. Yeah, yeah. Ronaldo done outside law settlements and that.
And that doesn't look guilty to you?
No, that looks guilty as
That's a clear that's indication of guilt, man.
That's guilty. If you're paying someone to be quiet, brother, you're guilty. Because if you're innocent, like you said with the Johnny Depp thing, if you're innocent, brother, I'm not paying nothing.
You're
going to court. And I'm I'm not sitting outside. If the minute you settle, brother, it looks dodgy.
Yeah, but I think
if I never done something but then you're accusing me of doing something, and I say, yo, £100, be quiet, brother.
Yeah, but I do hear what DK's saying, though.
I think it's a case-by-case thing. Because Johnny Depp, like, cool, he's an actor, but even him, like, he fucking lost how much money?
He lost so much.
Millions.
Like, so cool. Like,
so
cool.
Much.
Exactly.
Millions, bro.
Whereas, like, when I brought up Shannon Sharpe, yeah, he paid her because he still wanted to continue his career.
But Johnny Depp gained everything back one respect.
Not really.
He gained did. Hollywood.
Disney came back to him and said, "We're sorry, Dior, same thing." Yeah. No, I think Dior was the only person that stood by him in it.
No, Dior never abandoned him. That was the only company that kept
Dior,
him on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think
Disney
kept,
and all the
Disney,
stuff
everyone,
had to apologize.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after he won, Disney came back. And he didn't take it because he was like, if you couldn't stand with me during this, then obviously I don't have anything to do with you.
Whole reputation
still,
gone.
But he's, okay, but he still, regardless that if they come back around, he accepted it. That time period where he weren't doing it, still lost that money.
He did lose.
Yeah, you know a ton saying? Of money.
He did.
So that, again, what I'm trying to say is that.
But it's whether you're prepared to lose that. For me, if your reputation's everything, yeah, especially in that industry, if you know you haven't done anything, you would fight to the death to prove your point and you would have that evidence. If I'm just saying, listen, take hold this money and just, that means there's something, even if you're not guilty of what they're saying you're guilty of, there's something in there that you're guilty of.
Yeah, it's the mission of guilt for the most part, but I do think it's a case by case thing. Personally, I don't think one size fits all with this, you know what I mean?
But look, that's what we got to say, innit? At the end of the day, Shelly's gonna go to an R. Kelly house, get me performance.
Free
I'm gonna be using discounts and restaurants and that.
And he's gonna be pitting under his armpits.
You get me? Pastor Kizzle, what are you gonna say, man?
I ain't even got nothing to say. Bless
them with a sermon, man.
Come on, man.
Nah, not today, man. But we all good, though, man. We here. Right,
bro, you know, why like you don't go SPAC Nation, bro?
Wow.
I do not go SPAC Nation. That is mind games.
Is that a trap match?
Nah. I don't do none of that.
All of that stuff, mate.
I don't
mate.
Do none of that, bro.
I said them pastors holding a
man trap up in the club and that.
Nah, I don't do none of that.
Hey, you get a drill artist to perform at a pastor's
that's
party.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's mind games.
Kind of like he's doing the best role in this whole country, you know.
He's on the
did he not have cancer or something?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Let God do all that.
One time they done a Panorama special and he still ain't been arrested yet. He done his thing.
Listen,
still.
Panorama doesn't mean you're going to get arrested. You know, many people have been on Panorama and they haven't been arrested.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Let God do all that one day still.
But yo, listen.
He's a pastor, man.
That's the Mandem Link Up Show. Listen, like,
subscribe.
Like and subscribe, comment in the comments. You get me? Instagram, Mandem Link Up Show. TikTok, Mandem Link Up Show.
Let us know if you lot would go to a Diddy party in the comments or not, man.
Factual.
Please don't go.
But yeah.
Some of us are going to our Kelly parties, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. Cooking chicken nuggets and all them stuff for Christmas and that. Mad thing. But yo, listen, Docs, DK, Kizzle, Rochelle, Marvel behind the camera. We're here, Mandem Link Up Show. Out.